Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Gary Greenberg. And Gary Greenberg is going to talk about the Child Protective Act and also talk about his case a little bit. So, Gary, what's going on with your situation? Give us a little overview of the situation and what's going on presently.
Okay. Good morning, Cynthia, and to your listeners. The situation is, as you know, I've explained to your listeners before, that I was abused by Louis Van Wee back in 1966 at the Cohoes Memorial Hospital when my father was a patient there. And Van Wee had worked as an orderly. And for the next 30 years, Van Wee abused between 30 and 300 and 400 children, which he admitted to when he was caught, finally stopped in 1996. And so he was sentenced in 1997 to a 30-year prison term. And under state law, he can be released after serving two-thirds of that prison time, which would be the parole board decided to give him a conditional release of December 29th. And I was notified about 3 weeks ago by another victim of his who was an actual 6 years old in 1966, Kayla Whitman, who came forward and told her parents at that time. And so he was convicted based on her coming forward, another victim. And Kayla's family received a letter right around Thanksgiving that Louis Van Wee was going to be released into the community after serving 19 years. So the New York State Department of Corrections and Governor Cuomo are going to release a serial rapist who raped 300 to 400 kids in a 30 to 40 year period back into the community, in the same community that most of these victims live in or their families. His Van Wee sister lives in Cohoes, so I presume that's where he'll be going. And Kayla lives in that area, Whitman, and she has a young child, a young newborn, and it's just revolting that the state of New York and the governor would release him.
So tell everybody about the fact that he's going to be released. And if the Child Victim Act had passed, well, how would the circumstances differ?
Well, since he admitted to abusing over 300 to 400 children in 1996 when he was arrested in 97, as I recognized him on TV that he had abused me, I went to the police at that time, the Troy police, and I said he had abused me in 66, and that was verified by the police. But they told me, well, Gary, you know, the statute of limitations are over. There's nothing we can do on your case. And so the 100 people that called at that time, they were told there's nothing they could do. The statute of limitations had been up. The only thing they could do for these people was suggest they get psychological help, try to, you know, move them in that direction. But so if there was no statute of limitations, then Van Wee would have got charged with over 100 more crimes, and he would never be able to get out of jail. And that's why we need a Child Victims Act with no statute of limitations. And furthermore, we need to give a one-year look back. So these 100 victims or these 200 victims who wanted to do something back then could go to a civil court and seek justice. So this is a poster case why the state of New York, in all their delay, for so many years, you know, are allowing monsters back onto the streets. This man is a monster. What he did to kids is indescribable. And for the state of New York or anybody to say that after 20 years sitting in a jail with no kids, there's no kids in jail, that this animal can come back out onto the streets of the Capital District and be around children, and to say that he won't hurt those children, he will hurt those children. He will have his whole life he's hurt children from the day, from his teenage years, he admitted it, all the way up until he was 52 years old when he was put in jail. Now he's 74 years old, and they're going to let him back into society, saying, oh, well, you know, let him back into community. We'll watch him. He'll go to a parole officer. You know, he has to report. Oh, that's, you know, that's not realistic. And the state of New York has to stop this. They have, there's laws on the books, civil confinement. So when these kind of monsters are done with their prison term, they're civilly confined for the rest of their lives. They can't come back out into the communities and hurt more kids. And that's what the state has to do, keep this Van Wee in civil confinement until he dies, and then keep the communities of the Capital District and all over New York State safe.
Okay, so if he's going to be released from prison on the 29th, at that point, I mean, is he free to do anything? I mean, can he go anyplace and, you know, live a normal life like you and I live?
Well, he has to find reasonable housing, first of all, before he gets out. But like I said, he has a sister that lives in Cohoes, so I presume that's where he'll go if they do release him. And you know, he has to report to a parole officer, and you know, they have him come in, and you know, every so often, and question him, and you know, they can't make him go through a lie detector test or other means to see that, make sure he's abiding by his parole. But no, he can go and once he's released, he can go around the community. He can go do what he's shopping at the mall, or you know, go into a. As Kayla Whitman did in an interview on Channel 10, she's a fellow victim. She said that she's fearsome because you know, she could go into a grocery store and there he could be, and yeah, no, he'll have access to kids. You know, when they found him, he lived over in Lansingburg back in 66, and they found thousands of pictures that he had taken out of his windows of his house and other places of boys and girls. He abused both boys and girls, which is the worst of the worst of a predator. But they found pictures of him, of kids in bathing suits and you know, positions, you know, of kids and magazine cutouts, and you know, it's just disgusting. And you know, he was looking out windows at people, taking pictures of him in backyards of people's pools, and so you know, this kind of behavior could continue. Who knows what he'd be doing in the house? And like I said, he can go outside the house, and the community, yes, wherever he goes, wherever Van Wee goes, the community is at large, is at risk. And if you have kids in your community, Troy, Waterville, Cohoes, Albany, those are the areas I presume that he would be moving into. Lock your kids up if he moves into your neighborhood, because this man is a serial rapist, and he will do it again. And he's 74 years old, and you know, what I fear is most is that he won't want to go back to prison. So, you know, if he does abuse, and he has the potential to kill, because he you know, kidnapped me, and he and today he would be charged with attempted murder because he hung me over to, you know, by my ankles over an elevator shaft, head first down, threatening me, and you know, I can't bring any charges, but I can use my voice, and Kayla's using her voice and others to get the message out into the community. Call up Senator Breslin, call up Assemblyman McDonald if you live in those areas, and urge them to take action. Go down and see your mayor, Sean Morris, and Mayor Madden over in Troy. And in the communities you live in, you get out there and get your voice heard, because they're going to let out a serial rapist into your community, and your kids are at risk.
Now, how many of the other victims You were very young at the time. And over the years, how many other victims have you met?
I've talked to quite a few, and on the phone, and you know, I met a few, particularly Kayla Whitman, who has come forward. Like I said, she's been very boisterous and brave the last few weeks in telling her story, how Van Wee, you know, brutalized her, and let it behold, that was 30 years after he brutalized me. So, you know, this is what we're dealing with. And if in 1996 he abused, and when he was caught, he said, "Oh, I'm so thankful you stopped me. You know, I was stopped," he told the police. So you put him in jail for 19 years and you think he's going to change? When there's no kids in jail, what? You know, they put him on special floors so they protect him, they give him rights. I saw a picture of him. He looks great. You know, clean shaven, well kept, 3 meals a day, you know, exercise, you know, and then you're going to let this animal back into the community? This isn't justice. This isn't the way that this is why they have civil confinement. And this is a prime case. If you don't put this jerk in civil confinement, because you know, if you abuse 300 kids, you're mentally ill. You're more than mentally ill. You're gone. If you don't put him in civil confinement, then there's no case for civil confinement. And if a psychiatrist says that he can come out, let the psychiatrist have Van Wee move in with him and his family, and if he has grandchildren, children, because this Van Wee, there's no doubt in my mind, will abuse again.
Now, when you heard the news and you contacted your fellow victims, at that point did you say, is there anything we can do to stop this? What was your reaction and the reaction of your fellow victims?
Well, I was stunned, you know, that the state would even consider, a parole board would even consider, you know, they say they denied them 5 times. Well, good, you denied. That's what your job is when you're a parole board member. You know, you review cases, and if you have a serial predator, you deny him parole. And then if it comes to the conditional release, you get him in civil confinement. You take every attempt. You never release someone like this. So I was shocked, you know, shocked, and I immediately went into action. Kayla had sent me the letter, and we contacted her, came up with a strategy, and my team at Fighting for Children, PAC, and Protect New York Kids, we immediately went into action and got a press release out and with the letter, and it was in the local newspapers, and on Channel 10 did a special report, which I hope your listeners watched, by Anya Tucker. If not, go to, the WTEN website and watch that special report, because it's an excellent report. And I think you'll get a feeling of what we're dealing with, what this scumbag has done in the past, and what his potential is to do in the future. So we got it out. Sean Ward over, who is Albany County legislative chairman, got a hold of Senator Breslin, Assembly McDonald. Appreciate their help. They sent a letter to the New York State Department of Corrections and the Department of Mental Health with a series of concerns, and they highly recommended civil confinement. I've been in contact with the governor and the governor's council. And I've expressed myself that the governor would be making a big mistake releasing Van Wee, because, I wouldn't want to be governor and have him released and then have this Van Wee abuse again, because, that would be on the governor's record, and that could severely hurt any future political plans for him to have a serial rapist let out by the state of New York and then have that rapists go back into the community and rape more kids. And like I said, he's a more severe threat because of his age. I think he has the potential to kill a kid. If he abuses, he'll kill the kid. And that's my opinion. And so, you're putting, so that's why I'm urging the governor to put him in civil confinement and keep them locked up and not let them back into the community. And so we've been lobbying members of the legislature and speaking out, we'll protest. We'll have a protest in the future and fight it, and we'll continue to fight it. And if he comes out into the community, people are angry, and I read some of the on Facebook, and his life it won't be safe because people are upset about it. So there's a safety concern for him. I really could care less about him, but there is a safety concern for him, and more important, there's a safety the safety of children. I mean, somebody abuses 300 to 400, like I said, rapes them and brutalizes them, murders their souls, and then, only serves 19 years for two cases, and the state's going to let them back out when there's 300 other cases out there, at least, that, never got justice. Then they're going to let this Van Wee back into the community where victims live, and Kayla Whitman lives with her family and her parents. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting, and the Pro Board and the New York State Department of Corrections should review it and take immediate action not to release Van Wee back into the community. Put him in civil confinement. That's why the law is there. And keep him locked up for the rest of his life so he never hurts anybody. And that's the most important thing, not to let him out so he never hurts another child. Because if they let him out and he hurts one more kid, that kid is marked for the rest of his life, suffering, and has to live with that. And so hopefully the conscience of these the corrections commissioner and Department of Mental Health commissioner and Governor Cuomo will take action to keep them locked up.
Now, this past legislative session, you worked hard to get the Child Victims Act passed, and you were not successful. How many state senators did not vote to have the children's the act passed?
Well, when it came to a vote to bring it to the floor on a Senator Funky had human trafficking bill back in, I think, June or late May or June last year, and Brad Holeman, who was the sponsor of the bill, attached an amendment to that to bring the Child Victims Act to the floor for discussion. The Republican Party in New York State, on a 30-29 vote, refused to do that. They shot down the amendment, and that was the end of it. The Republican Party of the Senate, John Flanagan and Skelos before him and Bruno, refused to bring the Child Victims Act to a vote on the floor. It's never been to a vote on the Senate floor. And so, as you know, I put this back together, contributed close to 150. Who refused to support the bill, and we did pretty good. We knocked off an incumbent senator down on Long Island, and John Brooks was just declared the winner yesterday in that race in the 8th district. It's the only race in the state where an incumbent was knocked off. There's another race, Jim Gorkrin, where was ordered yesterday morning that a recount be done in that race because it's a race that Jim can still win. So for this weekend right now, they're recounting the ballots in that race, and we'll see what happens there. We won in six races between the Assembly and the Senate, and Maricel Alcantari, the first Dominican woman. We won, and Todd Kaminsky, who had a tough race on Long Island, we won. So we're happy. We won some of the Senate assembly races, so we're happy with it. And you know, right now the Democrats have the majority. There's 32 Democrats and 31 Republicans in the one race. So you know, depending on what happens in that, it could be. It could stay 32-31, but if Jim wins, it'll go 33-30 Democrats. The Democrats have the majority. The Democrats have the majority. Then the Democrats, Andrea Cousins, should be the leader of the Senate. And we're hoping that Governor Cuomo, and as the de facto leader of the Democratic party in New York State, brings the Democrats together. The IDC, Senator Klein, is a supporter of ours, and we appreciate that. But we also hope that he you know, runs on the Democratic. It's okay to be independent, but he runs on the Democratic line. So we're hoping that Senator Felder runs on the Democratic line, you know, they're elected on the Democratic line. So the Democrats have the majority, and we're hoping they can find unity, and Governor Cuomo can help lead them in that direction. And so, you know, with 32-31, I can count numbers, and that means the Democrats have the majority.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see exactly what happens this coming session. So when you get a clear idea of the your legislation and how it will shake down this session, will you come back on and explain exactly what you feel will happen this session?
Certainly will, Cynthia. I certainly will come on, and I appreciate you having me. And I did want to say I appreciate Senator Breslin and Assembly McDonald once again for taking going to bat against Van Wee and fighting for the victims in that that have been abused in the past, and fighting for just the safety of the children that live in their district. So let's hope and pray that the state comes to its senses and keeps Van Wee locked up. And I will come back on. Yes.
Yeah, great. You've been listening to Gary Greenberg and I'm Cynthia Pooler from Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter and share your thoughts. Gary, thank you so much for coming on. Happy holidays, and we'll be talking soon. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.
Talk to you. Okay, bye.